We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I had to think about what day of the week it was.
I have a special.
I almost said happy Friday. I was like, it's not Friday.
I have a special guest in the studio today. My ex-partner in crime come by to visit.
Why do we gotta put the ex in front of it? It's not ex.
No, I know. Anyway, Miss Jill Metters in the studio with me today, and so this will make the Monday all happy now.
Oh yeah, start off the week strong.
That's right. Started out strong. All right, let's check out some weather here. Hollis, you're the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma at 74 degrees. 70 at here in Elk City, 66 at Arnett, 67 at Freedom, out here in the panhandle of Texas. 66 at Lipscomb, 71 at Wellington, and 72 at Odell. And Goodlett, you're 73 degrees. Looks like, according to the Mesonet, everybody got some rain this weekend. I got 1.4, according to your dad. You guys got a little bit over 2 inches there.
We did.
And you don't live that far from me.
No, not really.
Cross this pasture and take a right in, turn at the river, and bam, you're there.
Boom,
you're there. Anyway, looks like parts of eastern Washtenaw County might have been a little light on the rain, but, I mean, they even got rain up in the panhandle of Oklahoma. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. So reports of some spots got 4 inches.
Oh, wow.
That's total over the whole weekend.
Nice.
So they got a pond filler.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so I hope all the mommies had a good Mother's Day yesterday. Did your mom have a good Mother's Day?
Oh, yes. I made sure to spoil her.
What'd you do?
I got her a little gift. And I brought her flowers when I came home last week.
Oh, yeah?
So that was her little gift.
So you're home for the summer.
Well, temporarily.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody what you got on the schedule. Sounds like you got a great schedule coming up.
Yeah, officially, I won't be home officially full-time until July. So I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to Broken Bow. For ag communication students, they have this awesome opportunity. They call it Photo Tour. It's basically photography camp. And we get to go down to Beavers Bend State Park in Oklahoma. It's just outside of Broken Bow. And we get to take pictures for 10 straight days of
You're bummed out.
Oh, I'm just so bummed out, you know?
Yeah, because if you guys listening, if you don't know Jill, that's her main thing.
Yeah.
Photography.
It's my little niche.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I've seen some of the pictures that you've been taking of some seniors and other people.
Yes.
They look good.
I've been really busy. There is a lot of grads at OSU. So I stay pretty busy up there as well, which is nice.
Are you as busy up there as you are here?
No. No. I have a lot of loyal clients here, which is very, very nice.
Well, you need to.
Love that Western Oklahoma hospitality.
And then when you get back from Beavers Bend, you're going to help with the church camp?
Yep. So whenever I get back, I'll be home for about 4-ish days. And then I'm going to Colorado for an entire month. And I'm serving at a Christian Young Life camp down there for a month. So I'm excited about that one a lot.
So what all do you guys do at that camp? Is it Creed, right?
Yeah, it's in Creed, or just outside of Creed. I am on what they call summer staff, so it's strictly volunteer. We don't get paid for it. Anybody who's a college student can volunteer for these kinds of positions, and there's Young Life camps all across the U.S., and they all range from different things. So there's another one in Colorado called Trail West Lodge. And it's actually more of like a wrangler type of position. So you're working with horses.
Right.
The one that I'm working with is more of a hiking centered camp, I would say. So I'm working with hiking equipment and making sure everything is organized and clean and gets checked in for all the students that come through. And then I also work in the office, so just a lot of paperwork and making sure everything's organized.
So do you get to go on any of the hikes?
Yeah, so we do get an off day once a week, and we are allowed to go on hikes if we want to. So I'm looking forward to
so
that.
So you've been working out with your mom to get ready for hiking?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but we're just going to wing it. That's what I do best.
And then you can come back and be a normal kid around Elk City.
Yeah, basically. Gonna put myself back to work.
At the farm.
Yeah, exactly.
Your dad's probably gonna save the working cattle just for you.
Oh, absolutely. And all of the hauling the hay. I'm assuming. Hoping we get to cut our hay.
I mean, unless something disastrous happens, everything's off to a good start.
Very much so.
Yeah, it's off to a good start. So, one of the, have somebody in message in, they got 2 inches in suburban Salt Springs.
Nice.
You know where that's at?
It sounds familiar. I don't think I know where it's at on a map, though.
Google it.
Google?
Google.
Let me Google it.
Go to your maps, anyway. And then I got a little over an inch by Visai. And
Salt Springs?
Salt Springs.
Florida? Salt Springs, Florida? No. I'm joking.
I can tell you it's way up north.
Yeah, my maps ain't pulling it up.
So anyway, it's over by Fort Supply.
I know where that's at. Yeah, you couldn't have said that.
Or close to Fort Supply, anyway. That's how I know it.
Supply.
Anyway, you got, if you're proud of your rain that you got this weekend, the Ag Text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. Had a really good weekend besides the rain. Got good rain. But anyway, my old buddy from up in Roger Mills County, he came down and helped me install the pressure tank.
Nice.
And the fans. I put a couple fans up in my high tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to keep my ladies in there growing happy when it gets hot. Keep the air circulated around them. But anyway, it's pretty cool. Got that all going. We got rain. What else? I got 4 different showers there at the house. And then last night, I guess one rolled through, according to my weather source, down there on the south side of the river, about 1:30. It didn't wake me up. But we got
I didn't hear it.
We got 4 tents during the night. I guess I must.
We'll take it.
Yeah, no 4 tents. And it was good. A little rain shower before the got dark last night. Came down fast and hard. There was some pond filling going on around western Oklahoma.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the Texas Mezzanette, the West Texas one, man, I need to call them, tell them they need to catch up with the Oklahoma Mezzanette, because you got to go through each individual town out there to check out how much rain they get. And I don't have time for that. So I guess I could find out real quick. Miami, let's see. They must have got some rain, because month-to-date precipitation is 1.34 inches. So they got some rain. And that's the area where the wildfires was. So they
yes.
need a big time. So anyway, there. Anyway, if you want to share your beautiful totals of rain, 580-225-9697.
Yes, please.
You're more than welcome to. First of all, before we go to our first break, since you're here, we're going a little long on time. We need to find out what happened overnight. People are, got another one text in. 1.8 inches at the shop, North Custer City.
Nice.
So anyway,
love
got some good rains going on. I'm so glad you're here. You brighten the day. You know that?
I try.
Yeah. And anyway, college has been good to you. You're as beautiful as ever.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah. Soybeans were lower overnight and grains were a little change in overnight trading as investors digest data from Friday's supply and demand reports and continue to focus on global weather. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it now expects corn production in the 24-25 marketing year that starts on September 1st at 14.86 billion bushels on yields of 181 bushels an acre. That's little change from the February outlook. Soybean output is seen by the USDA at 4.45 billion bushels with yields at 52 bushels an acre. The government is in February projected 4.5. corn output in the U.S. in the 23-24 marketing year. Don't get them confused with the one I just said. 23-24 is forecast at 15.34 billion bushels on yields of 177.3. Soybean production in 23-24 was at 4.165 with bushels, billion bushels on yields of 50.6. Let's see. Traders continue to keep an eye on global weather forecasts as more rain is expected in parts of the Rio Grande do Sul, the Brazilian state that's been underwater since last week. Flooding is also occurring in growing areas of northern Argentina. Dry weather continues to plague the U.S. southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is growing. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 6.25 to 12.12¾ bushels. Soy meal dropped 4.60 overnight to 367.30 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.38 cents to 44.82 cents. Corn futures lost 1.75 to 4.68 a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery rose 1 penny to 6.64½ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. And Kansas City futures fell 0.25 cents to 6.73 a bushel. Weather, southern plains. Thunderstorms are possible today and tonight in the southern plains, where precipitation is desperately needed, according to the National Weather Service. Showers may continue across parts of southwestern Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, where they need it the worst. Severe weather isn't expected with these storms. And we got more weather moving into our part of the state Tuesday night, Wednesday. And they're calling for heavy rains.
I like rain. But I don't like anything else.
Yeah, they're not calling for any severe thunderstorms. So anyway, we're going to take Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. And when we come back, I'll have your Lipscomb Dealership's Ag Market update. And Jill and I are going to talk a little bit about the state FFA convention that was just over Friday. So, and then we're going to tell everybody you get to go to the Nationals this year and why.
Yeah.
The Nationals. So
Woo-hoo.
Anyway, all right, we'll be right back after this OCA break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
What's better than a new Hustler zero-turn mower? A new Hustler zero-turn mower with up to $300 off. DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is helping cut your grass and your cost. Purchase a new in-stock Hustler mower and get up to $300 off. What a grass-cutting, money-saving deal. This offer is only good till May 18th, so you better hustle. That's at DJ's Rentals and Sales at 911 South Main Street in Elk City, or call them at 580-225-1400.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 3rd. 1,305 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 337 brought 410, 4 at 420. 25 brought 340, 5 at 471 brought 3, 8 at 579 brought 317, 2 at 665 brought 260, 6 at 752 brought 245, 8 at 869 brought 227.50, 11 head of heifers at 389 brought 328, 5 at 489 brought 292, 4 at 516 brought 286, 8 at 583 brought 263, 4 at 655 brought 247, 30 at 712 brought 235, 3 at 1017 brought 188, butcher cows were 30 to 145, butcher bulls brought 115 to 165, bred cows were 1285 to 2300, pairs brought 1100 to 2800, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions is selling 160 acres of good Ouachita County grassland, including revised wind turbine production of approximately $6,536 a year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For information on this auction, or to talk about your auction, call auctioneer Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or see all the details at xitauctions.com.
XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back with Jimmy and Jill. Jill and Jimmy. They're both Jay and Jay show.
The Jay and Jay show.
Anyway, currently here at the Gabe Gadsden Mezzanet Center, 68.2 degrees, 61% humidity. The winds are out of the north. According to this, 5.4 miles an hour. Looks like we got an inch of rain yesterday here in the studio. Miami, Texas, 66 degrees, humidity 62, the dew point's 53. The winds are out of the northwest at 15 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 26 miles an hour. 1.34 inches of rain so far this month. And 8-inch soil temperature is 62 degrees. Anyway, I did, just if anybody's curious, go out this morning at daybreak, took the dogs on their snooping contest because they want to see who can find what first. But anyway, this 4 days in a row, I took 4-inch bare soil temperature. It's in no-till, but anyway, I dug down 4 inches, took the temperature 59 degrees 4 days in a row. So the ground's still pretty cool. Anyway, so here's some more rain measurements. Be still. Rain measurements. 1.6 inches, 1 mile west of the state line on Highway 152. 2.5 inches just south of Sayre. Somebody got, I don't know where this was, but they got about 3/10. And Mosafa, he said, my rain tanks are full again. Great stuff. And they got 3 inches of rain. And he was one of the guys that I gave away some Tyler Wilhelm tickets.
Oh, yes.
JC Cowboys. He said it was a great show.
That's awesome.
So Tyler was on his best for the local people out there, on his best behavior anyway. So anyway, lots of good stuff. 2 inches in Salt Spring. We got that one. So anyway, let's do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Grain update real quick. May corn, currently at 461, up 5 1/4. July is 474, up 4 1/4. Soybeans for May, 1205, up 12 1/4. And July is 1223, up 4. Soybean meal, May, 368.40, up 140. July is 368.30, up down 360. And soybean oil, May, 43.81, up 180. And it just changed again on me. July, 45.37, up 93. Let's see what wheat's doing. 6.97, up 21.5 for May. That don't look right. But anyway, July, 7.02, up 29. What's cotton doing? Cotton's up a little bit, but still not great. July, 77.67, up 35. October, 76.54, down 20. And oil, West Texas, June, 78.72, up 46. And natural gas, June, 235, up 10. And then live cattle are down today. June, 175.42, down 72. August, 173.27, down 85. Feeder cattle for May, up 47 cents at 239.27. August 251.35 up 45. Lean hogs, May 91.42 down 30. June 97.35 down 102. Western Oklahoma livestock auction is in the middle of their auction right now. So we'll have an update on that tomorrow. They didn't have a lot of cattle Friday at Elk City, but they were doing good. What cattle they did have there. So.
That's good.
Yep.
Good
anyway. Signs. Last week.
Yeah.
FFA convention in Oklahoma City. Or no, it was Tulsa. It's Oklahoma Tulsa. City next year. Anyway, we got some new officers. Okay. Who are they?
Well, I only have about half of them here.
Yeah.
But the new president is Miss Kayla Poling. She's from the Silo FFA chapter. She was the previous Southeast area vice president. She was elected as president.
Right.
Your other officers include Cooper Klein, Aubrey McIndoo. I actually know Aubrey. She's from Stillwater.
Right.
Got to meet her. Titus Montgomery and Grace Wright. And there should be three others, but I don't have their names.
Anybody?
It's Caleb Ames and I don't know the other two. That's all I got.
Anybody from out here get it? One of the officers?
Who got the South? Caleb Ames is the Southwest area vice president. I can't remember. He's from Duke.
Duke FFA. Yeah, because I met him. He came up to the Beckham County Spring Stock Show and pitched his 2 cents worth there.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good kid.
Yeah. Did you see his service dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that service dog is so cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
And he was really cool. He came up and asked me, can I do the... running this show. You see that guy named Greg Hartman? Get after it.
Yeah.
No, let me take that back. It wasn't at the... He did come to the county. Where I was at was announcing one of the hog shows, jackpots here at Elk City.
Okay.
That's when he came up and pitched his deal.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's very well spoken.
Very, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very well spoken anyway. So, anyway, this year, is it this year you're going to Indianapolis?
Yeah, it'll be in October.
October. Yep. Why are you going?
I am getting my American FFA degree.
Dang,
which is
girl.
The highest honor you can get as an FFA member.
So does anybody, because it's been so long since I've been in FFA, all right, and things have changed. So is there any high school kids get that, or usually it's when you get into college? Is it rare that a high school kid gets it?
So you can only apply for it after you have received your state degree.
Oh, okay.
So the application opens, I think right after you get your state FFA degree.
And that's your senior year.
Yes. So one of the requirements to get your your American FFA degree is you have to have your state degree. So getting your state degree is the first step towards getting your American degree. American degree is a lot harder to get. You have to have very strict records of your SAE project. And
according to your phone, I seen a while ago, you keep tabs on everything.
Oh, yeah. You got to have financials and your income statements and all of that kind of stuff. You also have to have way more community service. You have to have double community service hours.
So what? How many hours is that?
So for a state degree, you have to get... I think they've adjusted it a little bit. I think it's a little bit higher for state degree. But when I applied for my state degree, it was 25 hours of community service. For American degree, it's 50.
Gotcha.
So it's double.
Well, that ain't much. That's like...
Not really. If you're involved as a high school student, it is not hard at all to get 50 hours of community. I mean,
you just got to keep records of
it. Oh, yeah. Keeping records of it is very important. So,
because you could tell there's a lot of... FFA people working in the FSA offices because every email you get, we need records.
Yeah, sounds about right. If you're an FFA, you got to keep records of everything, pictures and all the things.
Yeah, that's what Brian and Jen and Amy all over there at Sarah's got records.
Yep.
Got records. It's like our... just a recording, beep, 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 beep. But it's very true. I mean, you need
for sure.
You know,
definitely keep your records. It doesn't matter what you're doing or how you're doing it. You should always keep records of everything.
Because just like the wildfire this year in the Texas Panhandle and a little bit of it in, on the Oklahoma side, records were so important for those producers mm-hmm. when it came time to have disaster relief.
Yes.
It's just so important. I tried out there in my truck, and I got one at home. It's a well logging book. You know, mm-hmm. we use in the oil field.
Yep.
Anyway, every day, just like this morning when I seen I had rain in the rain gauge that I didn't know we had.
Yeah.
I went back in the house and wrote it down. So like you never know. But
no, you don't.
So are you excited about getting it?
I am. I've actually never been to a national convention. So this is going to be, this is going to be my first national convention. So our chapter here can only go about every other year because it's a very expensive trip to go all the way up to Indianapolis.
Right.
And so the first year we went, when I was in high school, was a freshman, and it was COVID.
Right.
So they ended up canceling it. The second year we went, should have been my junior. Yep. Yeah, it would have been my junior year. Would have been my junior year. Something else happened. I can't really remember, but we didn't end up getting to go, or I didn't actually. I think it has something to do with softball.
why did I? Why
well, because
is that?
It's in the fall, and softball was my pride and joy in high school. I loved me
surprise.
Softball. So yeah, that would have been right around the same time as like regionals. So it's that falls around the same time. So that's probably where I was.
Speaking of softball.
Yeah.
No, this is. I
where
see,
are you going with this?
Well, no, I see the Cowgirls are hosting a regional.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they'll probably host a super regional too.
Yeah. They hadn't got that far, but anyway. So anyway, but no, I was. You know, you didn't talk any crap to me when OSU.
I was trying to be really polite about it. I was like, I'm not gonna say anything.
I was disappointed in them in the conference playoffs.
Yeah. I was mad. I was
because what did I tell you all ago? I figured OSU to take it.
Oh, I did too. I thought it was going to be OSU versus Texas.
Yeah.
And the way the tournament was like figured.
But I think that those last two losses to OSU woke up the bats at OSU.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, anyway.
It's good though. It's good to see the Big 12 is pretty dominant right now in the NCAA softball.
Oh, yeah. They got, I think there's, four or five Big 12 teams in the regional deals.
Yep.
Three of them being hosted.
Yep.
Number one, number two, and number five. Mm-hmm. I think if I remember my numbers right.
Yep,
so, anyway, but at the conference championship, though, it was awesome. I know I have Longhorn fans listening, but guess what? Horns down, baby.
Horns down. We love all of our Texans.
Ken Russ here at Hobie Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trader cattle. We only sell the best at Hobie Stockyard.
Hobie Stockyard. Yards at 580-726-3306.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're back.
Got the Monday scaries going on.
Yeah, got it going on. Let's do a Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update.
You're not going to let me do it?
Yeah, you can. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, well, who is it?
Arnett.
Oh, there you go. You know who lives in Arnett?
No.
Come on. The world famous Lori Kimball.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Lori.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a hot minute since I've been on here. It's 68 degrees in Arnett, but feels like 68. Dew point is 54. Humidity is 61%. Wind is out of the north-northwest at 14 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to peak at 20 miles an hour today. Today, you can expect a high of 75 degrees. There's a 20% chance of thunderstorms later. Tonight, you can expect a low of 50 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the north-northwest. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 83 degrees. Wednesday, chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87. Wednesday night, there's a 70% chance of rain showers, so be on the lookout for some rain. And Thursday, there's also a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 75. And then going into the weekend, it's looking to be sunny. Yay.
Well, the cotton farmers ought to be licking their chops. They really should be. They got this rain coming, and a lot of them's already got their... All they need is good prices.
Yeah, and that would be nice.
The prices. Well, usually on Mondays, if I don't have a guest, which she's a guest, but not really. No. She's part of the team. Anyway,
I'm more special.
I got a little garden tip.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. So, do you know what a potato tower is?
Like, is it what it is? Like, what it means?
Yeah.
A potato tower, like, literally?
Yeah. Have you ever seen one?
No, I've never seen one.
Anyway.
Sounds interesting.
It is. So here's a question, and I want some responses from our listeners that love to garden, because potatoes are one of the favorites for the gardeners. But anyway, do potato towers really work? And this is not like planting potatoes on a trellis and having it grow up. That's not what it is. So we love growing potatoes in our raised beds and in-ground gardens each year. They're one of the first things we plant as temperatures are warming in late winter and one of the first warm season veggies that we harvest in late spring, because mine's getting close. And this is the first time I've planted in a long time. Although potatoes are considered a warm season vegetable because they are not frost tolerant for the most part, they don't like the intense heat. That's one of the main reasons why we have to plant our potatoes so early, usually around the middle of February. Well, it's usually around March here, because this story comes out of Georgia, so a little different temperatures down there. Well, Jimmy, last minute, planted his April, the 15th. And so, anyway, I waited till after the full moon. So, anyway, if you follow any gardeners across the country on social media, you may have seen this thing called a potato tower. The basic concept is to plant seed potatoes in the bottom of a container with just a small amount of soil around it initially. This container can be a bucket, a barrel, and around here, it's called protein tubs. As the potato plant grows, the gardener will continually add soil to the container. This creates a towering potato plant over time as more soil is added and the plant gets longer and longer. When it comes time to harvest the potatoes, they simply dump the container on the ground and the plant has produced potatoes all along the stem of the plant. When done correctly, this method can yield a huge number of potatoes from just one plant. Can anyone do this? Yes, they can, but this potato tower technique will not work for everyone. Let me tell you why. As I mentioned earlier, potato plants don't like extreme heat. Once our daytime temperatures start averaging 85 to 90 degrees in late May, our potato plants start to die, and that's when we will harvest them. As a result, a potato tower is not possible in the South, but they are possible in Oklahoma and North. What are we in? Zone 6A and 7A, 7B, 6B and 7A. That's the zones where your gardening season. NOAA has a time zone deal, or not a time zone. It's not time zone. It's a growing season zone. How's that?
That's cool. So, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. So, you know, most of the time here in March and early April, people outside only plant onions and potatoes and maybe some other shorted stuff. I'm just going with what I know. Anyway, potato towers are possible in areas with milder summers. That's why most of the gardeners using this technique are Northeast or Pacific Northwest. But you can do it in Oklahoma if you start early enough. It doesn't get very hot there in the summer, and their potato plants will just keep growing and growing and growing. So, I didn't know this. There's in tomatoes, there's determinate and indeterminate.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes are the same way. So, you know what those two are? You're getting ready to get a lesson. I can tell by that look you're giving me.
Give it to me. I like to learn.
So determinate tomatoes, not potatoes, are they're bush tomato plants. Mm-hmm. They grow up so tall and they don't vine. That's the easiest way to do it. Indeterminates vine, and if you do everything right, you can just keep growing them all the way up into the late fall. They'll keep producing.
Wow.
Determinants pretty much come ready all at once sometimes, and then maybe later if they get everything's right, nutrients and everything's right, they can get a second wind and grow some more tomatoes. So anyway, another thing to consider is what type of potato you're growing. Potato towers will only work with indeterminate.
Makes sense.
Or late maturing potato varieties. Short maturing or determinate potato varieties won't continually produce potatoes along the stem like the indeterminate varieties will. Make sure you do your research and choose a indeterminate variety if you want to do this potato tower. I don't think it's too late now. I mean, if you got some shade and you can keep them cool, I think you should plant some more potatoes, because my wife informed me, she handed me a bag of potatoes with seeds the other day. She said, put them in the ground. I said, it's too late. She said, my dad said it wasn't too late. So anyway, in Georgia, they rarely use determinate versus indeterminate distinctions when talking about potatoes. And they don't around here either, but now they will. Potatoes don't grow indeterminately here, regardless of the variety. The heat gets to them in late May, but in other areas of the country, some varieties do grow indeterminately. Thus, the potato tower is born. I made that up. Anyway, before you go buying supplies to grow your own potato tower, consider if it's even possible in your area. If your summer temperatures are in the high 90s on a consistent basis, it's not going to be possible. But if you are in the northern states, it should work very well, assuming you can choose a indeterminate potato variety. You learn anything?
I like it.
I think it's cool. I think you can do it here.
If
you,
I like potatoes.
If you can plant them here in early March.
Yeah.
And you just got to remember to add soil as the plant grows.
Right.
Because you're not, you think you're covering your plant up. Well, you are, but it's just where you cover it up is going to make some more taters.
Like taters, though. You know how many ways you can cook a potato?
Name a few.
Baked.
Yeah.
Scalloped.
Yeah.
Fried.
Yeah.
Diced.
Home fries are
and
good.
And a casserole.
Yeah.
Hash browns.
Mash.
Mashed. There's so many options. Sorry, I love potatoes, so just had to throw that in there.
Somebody just sent me, I tried a potato tower a few years ago, and it didn't work for me. Did you do it right? Did you learn anything? Did you do the indeterminate? I'm talking to a listener here.
Try again.
So did you
know what
do,
they say? If you don't at first succeed, try again.
Yeah. And then somebody else, Mosafa, that's his name.
Okay.
Anyway, he's got it in one of those, what do they call those tubs? My grandma used to catch rainwater in them. Galvanized. What do they call those? Aaron, help me out. Those galvanized tubs that, you know, your grandparents always had with handles on them. Remember what? Huh? What did he say?
I don't know.
Nothing? Anyway, Mosafin, I know you're listening. Text me back what they are. Looks like you got, by this picture, you got potato bugs. Look where they've been eating holes in them.
No.
Anyway, so only one leaf.
Score bugs.
They look good. Anyway, he's getting ready to dump them pretty good. All right, man, this show's going by so fast with you here. You weren't even going to do the whole show. But anyway.
Here we are. We got to
take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. We come back. Jill's going to have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317 or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at everettwelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's a washout.
No joke, man. The text line lit up. My phone's blowing up.
It's a wash tub.
And then
I knew that.
But my old buddy from down out this way lives up here around Merritt's Cool. He called it a half a bushel tub or a wash tub.
Wash tub.
Wash tub.
Wash tub. You gotta say it with the accent. Wash tub. Sounds like one.
Yeah, the
sound.
Text line lit up. I knew the name. Yeah, because my grandma used it. She had a washboard. Washboard.
Scrub it on there.
Scrub it. She did it till we put her. She had to be put in the nursing home, but she lived to 103. My nice. Grandma did. Grew up and did the land rush.
Mm.
A lot of history in that woman.
Yeah.
Lost her husband. My grandpa died in 1918. And they had 13 kids.
Oh, wow.
And she toughed it out and up there north of Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
At all women harvest crews for cotton.
Uh-huh.
And there was 10 daughters.
anyway.
All right, let's see what's the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update look like.
I picked Mangum.
Cool.
Or Magnum, whatever you want to call it.
Magnum P.I.
Yeah. It is 75 degrees in Mangum. Feels like 75. Dew point is 56. Humidity is 53%. Wind is out of the northwest at 11 miles an hour. Today you can expect a high of 79 miles an hour. 79 miles an hour. Wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. You can expect a high of 79 degrees. Winds are going to get up to 21 miles an hour. Tonight's going to be 52 degrees. Tomorrow, 83. Wednesday, 89 with chances of storms going in through Wednesday night and Thursday morning. And then looking to be sunny through the weekend.
Skip, because we got the battle on the creek at Cordell this weekend.
Yeah.
Me and your old buddy, Heath Martin.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, we got the battle. My boss is going. Speaking of golf, you know what happened at the KCO studio today?
Apparently, you did something.
I did. Did good. So, there's this little table downstairs in KJ and Jaden's and mine and Sean's office. Anyway, so we got this cardboard box, flat one, up against this little table with this little half-gallon round tub or washboard down there in there. Anyway, so every Friday we all put a buck in, do a chip off, three rounds of two apiece, and whoever makes it wins the money. But it's kind of like basketball, you got to prove it.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, so we had a 5-week carryover going.
Oh, my goodness,
Jimbo. I did a trick shot to get mine in the deal, and nobody could prove me, so I'm $20 richer today.
That's nice.
That's two strawberry shakes and two regular orders of fries with some money left over at Brahms.
To buy me. Yeah. To buy me a shake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go buy you a shake after the show. Anyway, I dominated the chipping contest at KCO Studios. By the way, people involved, Gabe, Sean, and what tub. Anyway, Sean.
I told you she knew what it was.
In case Jay. I can't believe I couldn't remember what that was.
She puts her tomatoes in one.
So, yep. They was used to. Anyway, so we got lots of listeners today. I like it. OCA. I got to talk about OCA.
Don't forget about them. They're important.
Here, I'll let you do it.
Oh, you're going to let me do it. Oh, I see why. It's tiny.
Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. They are a sponsor of a happy hour today.
Oh, yes. We love the OCA. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax, exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week, or a little over $8 a month, to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. To join, you can go to www.okcattlemen.org, or you can call Lori at 580-273-5137.
So you remember who she is now, right?
I know who Lori Campbell is.
All right.
Barnett, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I met her. I remember.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a hoop. And anyway, all right, on some news that we've been talking about for the last 6-7 weeks, the bird flu in cattle. Mm-hmm. I got an update. The Biden administration poured $199 million into the fight against the bird flu, which was identified in cattle, a worrisome step closer to people for the first time 7 weeks ago. See, I was close. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said dairy farmers are eligible for up to $28,000 in USDA aid in the 3 months to help eradicate the virus from their herds. And Health Secretary Xavier Becker, however you say that, announced new funding among public health agencies to test, treat, prevent the virus from spreading. Together, the USDA and the HHS committed $199 million to aid dairy producers and protect public health. The virus has been detected in 42 herds in 9 states, from Idaho, North Carolina, Texas, and Michigan account for 22 herds. Some analysts say it's likely that more herds are affected, but farmers are reluctant to step forward. An FDA test of milk purchased at grocery stores found the virus fragments in 1 of every 5 samples. Further tests show pasteurization kills the virus. The risk to the public from the outbreak remains low. They start putting that word "remains low" in there now. Said Bakura, I guess is how you say that, during a teleconference with Vilsack on Friday. Vilsack added, "It's important to note that thus far we have found no changes significantly in the virus that would make it more transmittable to humans. Dairy farmers with infected herds are eligible for 5 types of financial assistance now. That includes $2,000 a month to farms to provide personal protection equipment, PPE, to workers and encourage them to be tested for the virus, up to $1,500 a month to improve biosecurity standards, up to $2,000 a month for heat treatment of the milk that must be discarded from infected cows, up to $10,000 for veterinarian care of treating infected cows, and up to $100 a month for cost of shipping tests from ill or suspect cattle. In 3 months, a farmer could receive $28,000 altogether. $98 million is available from the USDA. In addition, Vilsack said the USDA will tap a disaster relief program to compensate dairy farmers for lost production. The bird flu virus does dramatically limit milk production, which can cause economic loss for producers with affected premises. Our public health officials have been preparing for the bird flu, an outbreak of this kind, for more than 20 years. It's critical we are well positioned to test, treat, and prevent the virus from spreading. The Department of Health and Human Services will provide $93 million to the Centers for Disease Control. The National Milk Producers Federation said it would do what we can to help dairy farmers understand and benefit from these initiatives. There's one known cause of human infection, and that was a dairy farm worker out there in Texas that drank the milk from the cow.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't pasteurized.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, nothing major going on except it just being found in more and more herds. But, anyway, I bought milk yesterday. It don't bother me.
All right, then.
It does. It is having a slight effect on the cattle market.
Just a slight.
But, anyway, guess what?
We did it.
We're done.
It always goes by so fast.
I know. It goes by really fast when you're here.
I know.
Anyway, good luck at camp.
Thanks.
Be safe.
I'm so excited.
Wear your life jacket in the lake when you're in the lake.
Noted, for sure. Noted, for sure.
And anyway, have fun down there. I guess we'll see you in July.
Yeah. I'll be back. Don't you worry.
Come by and visit. Anyway. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.